Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is a Brother Inspires Media. How are you? How are you? A beautiful Sunday. Dim going on. We're going to talk about this evening, and is the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota. Now, the movement to bring the National Guard to actually corral that are going to be sharing with us today. And a couple of the folks among your voice. On media, however, I'll just go through some of guests here with talk today, and they can identify themselves if they so desire. Today, we will have Army veterans on the line. Army veterans have teachers, nurses, comrades. We will have former speech writer for the Postmaster General. We will have pioneers who blazed the trail, for example, for the first women to go to the Washington National Transit System. We will have employee explained that once you saw Hidden Figures, it really opened up experience segregation that was part of with us today. And so without further ado, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to give them the way to comment. More than disturbed that the United States, a human, could be murdered lying in debate with people who did there. They were crying out somebody. We've had so much of this. Is on disturbing young African American men and women gunned in the street like wild animals. And African American community is awake and aware and fed up, frankly. But we've got to have a street and burning down institutions like sin that are getting news out is not a plan nor so let's get some wisdom from these folks who integrate schools who live stuff and yet contain themselves conducted in such a way that they tell me what your thoughts when you heard about the murder of George Floyd.
Good evening. It was indeed a murder. My name's Eileen Mormon. It was indeed a murder. As some children happened on the town tactic, by way of getting. But I personally decided I'm no longer going to stand and salute a flag that declares liberty and justice for all. There is no justice for all getting justice. There is no liberty for us to be told you are no reason whatsoever. No, I won't stand and salute flag. I want for the Star Spangled Banner, none of these things to the sobriety. That's the white man's term. When they get together and they're in unhappy situations, call it a protest or a demonstration. But white people, I can't find the other recourse. They're so frustrated and angry. They go out and they take it first, and it's called
people. There were people that did not respond to the ad post, say anything about George ever. Damage done to the stores and buildings. Then they began to talk about the damage. And said not the one advocating, destroying property or whatever. However, I had a great post because what they were saying was, how do we make our field show all the pictures? You weren't satisfied with kneeling on one knee. And they show another situation and speak out. You didn't like that. One of the problems with in the country, we must understand that what we saw was not an action. These people did not get up out of their houses and just go through the cities and just break things and march and protest. A reaction to someone else's action holds you all kind of ways. And the kneeling, the person who leads this country got into that. Turned into now, since they can't kneel, they can't stand in the streets with their hands up like, not looking at the action that the three
things that people are experiencing in America worldwide. So I ask myself, if the solution will be first, I'm going to put together all this. Our host, by saying that this is a biblical and I believe it is. Bible says, my people, the young man is one home could be on before
Trayvon Martin.
All of these things, but we have these opportunities to say that something is not right. And we have every bigger and bigger and bigger. That little old three-letter word false. How do you change people's only God? I do respond as citizens to mandate certain things so that if people, even if they do, you don't want to be an live where you live as the law. So I do provide a penalty for some people for doing that. The biggest difference is that people of color are less likely to accept things that are happening to them. So now, I'm a person of color. Now we have more opportunities and less of the consequences for us. As you live someplace and you spoke up too quickly or too much, they might ask you to do it. Now that doesn't happen. More opportunities, so we accept the way we used to, but the how do you change the part of the and stop giving so freely in sin, and then expecting to well with the not with the way we deal with sin. I do want to say because I know. that even though many of the things when the framers released it and they had it, so they were getting far, even though they were not American.
Way to put in my business, but sometimes they are
say we as people suffer. We as people suffer most of all. That's a shame because we are people after all. And everything in color, skin, texture, matter, like we get to all like the little shows on space we see on TV that we had. Some of us said, something wrong when nationwide have police forces, and this is not new, that have hotbeds of violence all the police money. It is. But here's something. I was 7 years old. I can remember as a child being afraid of because even to the gentleman, and he said that I said not all. He was talking about people being, but he said all. I said not all. He's all. I said all. He's all. I think you have a 3 year, and I was, but he looked zero. I learned that college is something with any police. Fear all of our youngsters, but I have to be honest, I actually had a bit of soul because I have nieces and nephews. I have great nieces and nephews. I do. The thing I'm getting out of the door and not come from and ask them my kids are. And that's a very bad place we're in America, a very bad place we're in. And don't control this. This is growing out of control. And this will be with us, you know? But there cannot be with America.
And vote in. Somebody hates me and sit by and sit by from just working the country and speaking up. Call compliment. This is not the want to make a solution. And that is Beth Moore, the one